Hello, I'm Rachel Bracker, the news editor for the Daily Trojan. I'm here with Mikey Garagos and Vinny Prasad, USG's incoming president and vice president. So my first question is for Mikey. Are there any plans that you guys really want to hit the ground running with when you come into office?
Yeah, definitely. I think the most important thing that we have to focus on right now is sitting down with our the outgoing people in Monish and Logan and make sure that we understand how everything works internally. We have a good sense of that because we've been on USG, but making sure that we understand how we should go about some of the ideas that we have. And a couple of them, not to list, but the dining halls is something that we're really focusing on. I've been meeting with Chris Klinger to go over the new plans for Cafe 84 and EBK. And what we would like to do, the first thing that we would like to do is create a panel of students to create input and feedback on the current plans that they have, because that's something that we really think is important, making sure that the administrators are getting the student perception and student sense of these projects before they're actually completed.
And Vinny, as a residential senator, I'm sure that dining halls are something that you're very concerned with since you're also an RA. Are there any specific things with EVK or with Cafe 84, I guess it will be King's Hall Dining Hall, that you're concerned about?
Sure, definitely. And having been an RA for 2 years now and freshman first year, it's my third year in EVK, so definitely something that I'm personally concerned about. I know students are. I think one thing we do want to recognize is that EVK has been improving, you know, in the last, since, you know, freshman year. For me, you know, a lot of juniors out there will be able to testify to that. But we do, you know, a few things that we do still want to continue to improve on is, you know, having options for, we've heard a lot of people saying options for, you know, having more healthy food and also continuing the program of showing students how to be nutritious at EBK.
And sort of to switch gears a little, maybe Vinny wants to answer this and then Mikey. Is there sort of a general governing philosophy that you guys are going to have coming into USG? I know that Chris and Monish kind of had, Chris Chang, the president from 2 years ago, and Monish, the current president, had a philosophy that USG should be doing both programming but also very heavily focusing on lobbying administrators to make sure that they are representing students and that student interests are being heard.
Well, one thing I want to make sure that we do is, you know, as well as continuing a very strong tradition of programming and lobbying, that we are, before we, you know, do any of that, we need to make sure that we are reaching every segment of the population here. And I know that's something that every, you know, incumbent ticket has tried to do. I think one mechanism that we have is the Senate. And I think we have a very strong group of senators that were elected. And I think that's having been... both of us having been Speaker Pro Temp, I think we understand that, you know, the Senate really can be a great tool for getting those senators out there, making sure that they are covering all areas of campus and really bringing in students' voices.
Yeah, definitely. I think incorporating students' opinions in decisions is really important. I think you can lobby and you can advocate for changes that you want, you know, all the time. But if students aren't a part of that, it really makes less of an impact on them. They need to be aware of what's going on. They also need to be involved in the decision-making process, which is something that we want to do. Going back to the programming, though, we would like to see an increase in higher-profile names coming to campus. I mean, we've seen this trend going with, you know, some speakers that they've brought in the past, but we just like to keep that going and making sure that we're not ignoring the programming branch and all the assemblies, because we need to make sure that they have all the resources that they need, and that's definitely what we're going to do and make sure of.
And you guys both mentioned, or we talked a little bit about dining halls, but are there any other big changes that you guys would really like to see happen in the next year?
Yeah, I think just a couple of them, and this is just being this is just kind of what we heard throughout the whole process is the LAX shuttle and the web registration system were two of our main platform points, and they were two of the most well-regarded in terms of things that students want to see. I think going in with web registration is something that we definitely can fix, making sure that it's easy for students to use, I think is really important, because right now we feel that it's not, and a lot of students that we talk to feel like it's not easy to use. So making sure that we fix that. And then the next step, or the next thing that we want to do is sitting down with Tony Mazza in the transportation department and going over some of the things with the free LAX shuttle, trying to improve on what we had. I know a lot of senators have worked on this in the past, but it hasn't really made any headway, and that's something that we would like to focus on too, to make sure it gets done within our time here.
A couple other things I would mention. We did realize that we talked to club sports a lot, as well as both supporting NCAA sports, working more with Trojan Pride to make sure we are getting students out to support our NCAA athletes, also helping through USG's promotions, helping our club sports get promoted, because that's something they really need right now. And then last thing I would say is also kind of working with other student government groups. Like, for example, URSC is something I was a part of freshman year, and we talked to a lot on the campaign trail. They're working on things right now like EVK hours, something which is an issue for all students that we should really be working together on. So making sure we are on the same page as those organizations.
All right. And how was last night? Now that you guys both won and all the stress of campaigning's over.
Yeah, I think it was, the word I used to describe it, surreal. I couldn't really believe that it was over. This has been such a long, dragged out process that once we heard the announcement, I kind of thought, no way this is over, no way it's, done. And it really isn't. We still have next week to get the official results back, but I was excited. I turned to one of my friends and I go, wait, did they actually just say my name? Is that real? So it was a good feeling. It showed that our hard work paid off and that students really have the trust in us to make sure their voices are heard. So,
and there's just a lot of positive energy just from people around us and, supporting, and we really want to carry that over to next year and when we transition in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys will be figuring out who your executive board is in the next couple of weeks. Best of luck with that, and thank you for sitting down with the Daily Trojan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.